Hello and welcome to episode 12 of Gaishike Urawaza Eigo. I'm BJ Fox and this is...
どうも、石井てるみです。Gaishike Urawaza Eigo episode 12へようこそ。
Terumi, I'm very, very excited about this episode.
What? What's happening this time?
It's our first ever interview episode. We've got a special guest today.
Wow, really?
Because often we talk very...偉そうに or maybe yeah, yeah. I do
そうそうねまあまあまあ一応 tips を伝授させていただいているということで、ええ、
But we know that we don't know everything
そうですね全てを知ることはできないですよ
So this time we're going straight to the front line and talking to a 外資系 veteran
外資系の一流の方に tips を教えてもらうんですか、mm. インタビューするんですね
So our guest is Atsu from the very popular and successful YouTube channel Atsu Eigo
アツさんってもしかしてあのアツさんですか
That's the one.
Where, YouTuber の。
Yeah, you know the channel where he introduces how he became fluent in English.
めちゃくちゃすごい方ですよ。だって、yeah. もう外国にも住んでないのに誰よりも英語できるんですから。
Mm.
え、で、
oh, 住んでないのに、he did. That's why I want to talk to him because he worked in Australia. He has 5 years working for, dare I say it,、uh-huh. one of the biggest, most famous accountancy companies in the world,、mm-hmm. Deloitte,、mm-hmm. in Melbourne, Australia.、
Mm-hmm.
So、we're going to sit down with him and ask him some questions about his experience and hopefully、mm. find out some good Urawaza from him. Atsu, welcome to the Gaishike Urawaza Eigo podcast.
Hey, how's it going? It's Atsu.
Introduce yourself to our listeners.
Sure. So, okay. So my name is Atsu. I'm the owner of Atsu Eigo, an English channel on YouTube. And I was born and raised in Japan, but I decided to go to Australia when I was 22 years old and finished my degree in accounting at the Australian National University. And then I moved to the city of Melbourne to start my career as an accountant. But I'm back here because I had a national tour.
Yeah.
And also, you know, I also wanted to show up on this podcast. So,
literally, you finished your national tour on Saturday?
Yes, exactly.
お疲れ様。
ありがとうございます。
ナショナルツアーって全国ツアーですか?
Yeah.
もう有名ミュージシャンとやってることがもう同じですよね。
Mm.
まあでもそれぐらいもファンが全国にいらっしゃるってことですよね。
But correct me if I'm wrong, Atsu, you're teaching. You've learned a lot in Australia. You've learned a lot both working and learning English. And now you'reGiving the knowledge back to your fans?
Yes, exactly. So in many ways, right? So of course I upload a lot of videos now about like 3 times a week. So it's a lot of effort, but I think it's worth it. So, you know, I post a lot of videos to share my experience and also knowledge around English. And at the same time, you know, I've published 3 books over the past year. And one of them is called Distinction, which contains a lot of interesting phrases that you can use in the daily conversation and also in the business environment. So I think some of them could be what you guys call Urawaza, potentially.
Yeah. Oh, Urawaza!
He has a book of Urawaza.
Urawaza 本があるんですね。Wow. Hope you could share some of them with us today.
So just before we get into the Urawaza, give us a 1 minute summary of what you're doing in Australia, Deloitte.
Sure. So I work in audit, so I can call myself an auditor. Sorry,
what's audit in Japanese, tell me?
So audit.
会計士?
No, 監査.
監査. 会社の監査.
So, you know, 公認会計士, right? So 公認会計士 is often called a public accountant or certified public accountant. So I hold like 2 types of license, one being American 公認会計士 and the other being the Australian 公認会計士. So I work as a 公認会計士 in Australia.Right,
but in English.
Having worked for a lot of companies, I always hated the auditors.
Everyone hates auditors.
Yeah.
こんなこと言ったら申し訳ないでしょう。ゲストで来てくださってるのに申し訳ないですね。
Well, cannot be helped, right?
ごめんなさいね。
You're the person who comes in and says, do that correctly.
Exactly, right? Yeah, so audit is like, you know, say, the examination of financial statements. So yeah. companies have to issue what we call a financial report, which includes all the like financial performances and also financial position, including like the value of investment they have and also like the figure of revenue and that kind of stuff. But now who uses the financial information? There are some users like investors, creditors, and other users. They use financial information to make decisions, right? And there has to be an external party who checks those numbers because there is a possibility that those numbers may be wrong. Yeah. So I'm an auditor who comes in to play to bring fairness into the market by checking those numbers. So that's what I do.
5 years of that in Deloitte in Melbourne.
Yes.
And before that, 2 years studying your final exams in, you said, the National University.
Yes, Australian National University.
Which is Sydney?
No, in Canberra, the capital.
Canberra's the capital of Australia.
Yeah, no, Canberra is the capital.
It's between Sydney and...
Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Yeah, it's one of those.
So it took the part between the two cities.
Yes. Yeah. How did you know that? Very smart.
そうそう。
さすが東大。
さすが
東大。違うんです。私これはね、あの実は NHK の語学番組でね、オーストラリアでロケをしたことがありました。その時に知りました。二つの町が喧嘩して、じゃあ真ん中にしよう。
I always think like Canberra and Ottawa are like the Zanen capitals.
Yeah, pretty much.
あ、カナダのね、オタワもね。
Yeah, no one knows them.
知らない、知られてないですね、確かにね。
So it's a miserable city. It's calling itself the capital of the country, but it doesn't have much in there. But things are pretty expensive because a lot of people live in there, politicians, who are you know, making a killing out of the government. So, yeah, so it's not really a great city to live in, but it was good for 2 years.
And then you escaped.
Yes, it was bored enough. It was like when I, for the first time, moved to Melbourne, I felt like it was a different country, literally. Mm. Yeah.
Actually, they say Melbourne's quite European.
Yeah, it is. There are a lot of immigrants too. Mm. It has it has the second largest population of Greek people. Did you know that?
Did not know that. Outside of Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Did not know that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And there is some influence of Italian immigrants as well. So there are a lot of beautiful cafes as well and good food, like Mediterranean food and... It's a nice city, so.
So to summarize, don't go to Canberra, go to Melbourne.
No, Canberra, godforsaken city.
So moving on, so you're working for Deloitte, so you're in Australia. Mm-hmm. So maybe this question doesn't apply, but have you got any kind of things that you've learned through your career in terms of work pattern or communication style that either you've seen from Japanese colleagues that you would advise changing, or maybe that you saw from Australian colleagues that you would say, let's bring that to Japan?
Mm. Interesting question. So, well, me being Japanese, unfortunately, you know, I haven't worked with many Japanese colleagues because I work for an Australian firm and there are not many Japanese people working around me, right?
別に日系の企業のためにってわけでもなかったんです
よね。そうそうそう。But there were some projects that I worked with Deloitte Tohmatsu here in Japan. So I had some like interaction with people working for Deloitte Japan. And when I had a conference call a couple of days before the deadline, right? We were not quite there. I mean, you know, the deadline was around the corner, but we were not really sure if we could actually wrap it up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, we only have 2 days, right? We might have to actually extend the deadline because we wouldn't be able to finish it. We only have like maybe 8 to 10 hours a day. So maybe in total 20 hours, we have this number of staff. Would we actually be able to finish this? And the Japanese, you know, counterpart, when we were, you know, having a call, was saying, really interestingly, he said, if we look on the bright side, right?
Yeah.
We still have, if we, the silver lining to having 2 days is, you know, we still have 48 hours if we don't sleep.
So I was like,
Yeah, that's a clear cut difference in terms of the attitude towards work.
So in terms of your Australian perspective, 2 days means probably maximum 20 work hours.
Maximum 20 hours.
From a Japanese perspective, that was
48 hours.
48, maybe even more.
How could we? But distorting time and
So and what was the solution?
The solution to it was, well, I'm pretty sure they worked like maybe 40 hours in the 2 days, but we didn't do that because, you know, we are working for a different firm. Yeah. Well, we are both Deloitte, but we are working for Deloitte Australia and the other was Deloitte Japan and they're a different firm. So we didn't adapt that culture.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure the Japanese colleagues did. So
did you feel any pressure to adapt being, because often people who work for Gaishikei in Japan have that dual role where they're working for a Japanese company but they've got an American headquarters and they're trying to find that balance between the two cultures. But you felt because you're in the Australian office, you could do.
Yes. So I was quite adamant that we will never work 24 hours a day. We will just work for 10 hours a day because we work for an Australian firm. So we don't really have a responsibility to follow that culture. And they didn't even force us to follow that culture either. So yeah, we didn't do that.
I do find often in Gaishikei in Japan, the ones I've worked at, Visa, it is sometimes a better working environment. So I've heard for foreign advertising agencies as well, that the Japanese, like the ADK, the Hakuhodo's, really tough. But if you can move to the foreign ones with like agencies over here, like BBP, then it's slightly more American style.
How was your work condition like when you were working for McKinsey? Because it's what we call, you know, 外資系, right?
McKinsey じゃないですけど、どこのね、コンサル会社の話かは私はね、ちょっと知りませんけども、まあ、あるお偉いさんが夜中の11時か12時ぐらいにミーティングをして、明日の朝の8時にクライアントミーティングがあるから、じゃあ8時間あと、残りあるね、8時間あればできるよねって言った人がいたっていうのは、ちょっとどこのとは言いませんけど、そういうのは聞いたことありますよ。そう、ちょっとね、答えになってないかもしれないですけど。
Do you know the phrase, Atsu? Diminishing returns.
Diminishing returns, yes. Yeah, I learned that from my economics class.
Like the, almost like the longer the more, you do something, the worse it becomes. And I sometimes feel...That applies with work.
Yeah, なんか 80-20 の法則とか言いますよね。もう最初の20の時間でもう80のアウトプットは出てるから、もうそこから時間どんなにかけても別にクオリティそんな上がってこないよねっていうところ。
Like I do, especially in the terms of creativity or then it's really hard to be productive if you've been working 20 hours.
It feels like you're just, you know, satisfying yourself with working long hours, right? So sometimes, Like they're just working for the sake of working, not really trying to finish the project.
だからね、さっきのアツさんの経験上もさ、その2日間で20時間働いた人と48時間で働いた人と、多分アウトプットはもうそんなに客観的には変わらないっていうところありますよね。
なんか個人的にはそのいろんな、あ、ごめんなさい。
いいですね、アツさんの。かっこいいですね。二つを操る魔術師のようですけど、すいません。
個人的にはなんかオーストラリア人っていうのはその時間あたりに終わらせる仕事量ってものすごい多くて、すごいまあインテンシブにこうプロダクティブにできるようなタイプの人は多いと思って、その代わりまあやっぱりその5時6時には仕事を終わらせて帰ると、でまあそもそもまあ自分のライフというか人生の中でその仕事の重要度ってものすごい低いようなまあその概念的な部分あると思っていて、でもまあ日本人は、まあ、もちろんたくさん日本人と働いたわけじゃないですけれども、そのデロイトで働いた日本人を見ていると、まずそのライフイコールワークにかなり近い部分があって、でそれプラス、まあ、なんだろう、こう1時間単位あたりのプロダクティビティは、まあ、そんなにそのオーストラリア人と比べると大きくないような気がしましたね。な
んか
無駄
な、ですね、
無駄な承認プロセスとかものすごい多いし、その行動を起こす前の、そのいわゆる、なんだろうな、そのディスカッションの数とか、そう、それがものすごい多くて、まあ、確認がね、もうこれ確認します、確認します、確認しますで、いつ前に進むんだろうみたいな状況はね、そう、どこまで確認すればいいんだろうっていうね、そう、だからバランスがね、ちょっとバランス感が少しないような。
We did actually a very good episode about 承認プロセス。Processes,
承認プロセス
getting approval, and about how sometimes it's important just to do it. Like it's not an excuse to keep asking for approval. Just sometimes, just do it, and then apologize afterwards. Okay, going back to what you do now, you just on your tour, you've got your YouTube channel, but you've also got these very, very good books.
Mm-hmm.
And one was called Distinction, which I loved.
Yes.
I loved because I could really sense your experience in Australia in terms of the natural words from the workplace that you're using.
Right. And they are not the phrases that only Australian people use, but also American people use. Mm. So I collaborated with five native speakers in making the book, and three of them were American. So they are the phrases that like every type of native speaker could use.
There were three phrases in particular that I read that really struck my heart.
刺さったフレーズが struck your heart って言うんですね。刺さるみたいなことを。
That's a nice phrase.
Nice phrase ですね。
Struck my heart.
Struck.
Do you know these phrases, Terumi? Cutting corners.
Cutting corners. 角刈りを丸刈りにするみたいな感じですか。
Taking shortcuts.
ショートカットをする。うん。
And winging it.
Wing? Wing? 翼?
To wing it.
To wing it. Wing it の動詞はわからないです。
Okay, well, cutting corners and taking shortcuts. I think you could say using urawaza.
Oh, これも裏技?
Like making things quicker, cutting to the chase.
Cutting to the chase, that's also a good one. Cut to the chase, yeah. That's also included in my book, actually. Cut to the chase.
Cut to the chase.
Yeah. That means to get to the point.
And winging it. Kind of. It's a positive phrase, I think, despite being slightly negative. It kind of means doing no preparation and just...
もう見切り発車でやっちまえってことですか?
Yeah, doing it on the fly, like to improvise. だから即興でやる。
ははは、もう準備とかいらないからやっちまおうっていう。
And I think that's a really good way to just generally work. To be confident in what you're doing.Stand up in front of people. Don't apologize when you're giving a presentation. Just do it with confidence and wing it.
Yeah, so the other day, yeah, I actually got promoted to manager this year. But before that...
さらりとすごいかっこいいことをおっしゃいますけど、
Before that, I was you know, putting the hires to do all the preparation for the manager presentation, right? And my colleague came to me and said, you just need to wing it. This is just for formality. So you don't really have to do, you know, this preparation. But, you know, I'm a kind of person who wants to perfect everything. So I did all the prep. But he was like, yeah, just wing it. Like,
I would, if you could summarize my career in two words, three words, it would be just wing it. Literally.
でも私も結構そうですよ。もう全然できるか分かんないけど、見切り発車でとりあえずやってきました。選んできました。
I kind of feel with our podcast as well.
でもポッドキャストもかなり見切り発車でした。
これも全部 winging。
winging ですよね。そうですね。
Well, like we didn't know what to do. We just put some scripts, some ideas down. You know, no need to make it perfect.
そうですね。まあとりあえずやってみようって言って、
you know,
話の流れで。
And then improve it over time.
Wing it って言うんだ。なんか。
There's another word in English. Do you know this phrase? I don't know if this is American. To blag it.
Black?
Blag. B-L-A-G.
G, blag.
No, I've never heard that.
It kind of means blag. Wing it, but has maybe a little bit of a more of a negative.
I think we all know brag, but not blag.
Blag, no.
Blag, it's like, for example, if you want to, let's say you want to go into a nightclub, and you haven't got tickets. You're like, I'm just gonna go in. And then if someone stops me, I'm gonna just blag it.
Ah, 強行突破みたいなことかな。
So does everyone use that in the UK?
Yeah.
Blag it.
But you can also use it for like interviews or like mensetsu. Just blag it. I don't really know, but I'm just gonna wing it. I'm just gonna blag it.
It must be British.
British English.
Mm. Okay.
Very cool.
Okay, well, that's great phrases. And if where can they buy this book? On your website?
On my website, atsuego.shop.
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 And I really do recommend it. And if it's okay with Atsu, maybe we can have a look at that and base some future episodes of Urawaza Eigo on some of your key phrases.
That would be awesome.
Because I really do really feel like they could be useful to people. So from your book, have you got two or three key phrases that you think our listeners should know or could use on a regular basis at work?
Sure. Actually, every single word in my vocabulary book can be used at business, in a business environment, and also in a normal conversation. But if I were to pick two or three, maybe do a deep dive. Do a deep dive into something. Have you heard that?
Deep dive? なんかラルカンシルの曲とかにありますよね。なかったでしたっけ？
本当ですか？
いや、なんか、あの、雰囲気。雰囲気的にはありそうですけど、do a deep dive、深くどこかに潜るんですか？What does it mean?
So do a deep dive basically means to analyze something.
Okay.
So do a really deep analysis of something.
あ、深掘りってことか。
そうそうそうそうそう。
Deep digging みたいな。Deep dive ね。
そう、dig deep っていう言葉もなんか似たようなのであるけど、まあ do a deep dive っていうのは、こう、まあ、単純には分析する、深く分析するってことで、でもこう単純にただ分析するっていうだけでも、ちょっとこう分析したんですけどって言いたい時も、I did a deep dive into it っていうふうに言うと、なんかすごいことしたような感じになる。
おしゃれ。
そう。だから自分は I analyzed it とか、I did some analysis ではなくて、I did a deep dive into it みたいなことを言うと、
かっこいい。
なんかパートが、おお、そうかそうかみたいな。
I think that word only came inaround 2013.
最近の言葉?
I think it's quite recent, yeah.
Oh, is it?
But you hear it all the time.
Oh, really?
And it is used to sound intelligent. Sometimes it only means, oh, I'm just going to look at it later.
Yeah, pretty much, right? Yeah, I think most of the time people just use it just to kind of sound pretentious or like, you know, make them sound smarter.
So that's actually an excellent uruwaza.
Yeah, かっこいい。私も使えばよかったけど、でも私いたの2008年だからまだなかったから。
そうかもしれない。
そんなかっこいいの聞いたことなかったもんね。
結構
なんかウィングとかダイブとかかっこいいっすね、最近の言葉はね。ね、ウィング、翼を授ける。
でもあのウィングは翼じゃないんだよね。
あ、違うの
か。Which wing is it?
あのウィングっていうのは、なんかそのステージのこう端の、
yeah.
なんだろう
幕
あのカーテンみたいなところあるじゃないですか、
は
あ
は
あ、であの辺をウィングっていうんですよ、
そうなんだ。
で昔そこで隠れてあなんか台本とか一気にバッて覚えたりとか、なんかもしくは台本なしでなんかこうやることを考えて、でスタンドアップコメディとかで出てきてやったっていうのが、
we're on stage
I honestly because the image of it for me feels like a bird floating just using the wind to keep going and the energy to keep going but it's not wing, it's not a bird.
No, it's not. It's the like what we call reading, side curtain or whatever.
No, I think we'd say we would say wings. So it's like practicing at the last minute. To get ready for your stage.
Where nobody can see you.
Ah, that's exactly what I did for my drama. okay, that's a great phrase. So the next time any of our listeners are simply trying to study something and talking to a client and saying they're going to come back to them, don't say, I'll come back to you. Say, I'll just take a deep dive into that topic and come back to you later.
Take a deep dive, do a deep dive. Either is fine, yeah?
Excellent. Excellent, Uruwaza Atsu. Thank you. Any other?
Maybe low-hanging fruit. What about that? Have you heard that?
Low-hanging fruit. Well, 10年前も聞きました。これはすごい手っ取り早く、なんか旨味のある成果が出ますよっていうこと。
旨味のある?
旨味? Delicious food? Low-hanging fruit? わかんないけど、その手っ取り早くfruitful ってことじゃないんですか？
まあ、似てる、あ、近い気がする。なんか、low hanging っていうのは、まあ、そのまま、やっぱ hang っていうのは、こう、ぶら下がってるから、そこから low で、いわゆる下の方に下がってる。で、fruit、だから果物でしょ、だからその果物を、まあ、取りやすいんですよね。簡単に取れる。そう、an opportunity is, you know, that's easy to take. So, それが、まあ、low hanging fruit。だから、
そっか、そのフルーツが美味しいかどうかはちょっと置いといてってことか。
そうなのかな。
No, I don't think it's got to do anything to do with the deliciousness. If anything,
if anything, なんて言うんだろうね。
Well, if anything, like I've heard it used.
美味しい話だよねってことじゃないのかな。
No, no.
違うか。じゃあ。
If anything, it could potentially the low-hanging fruit are the ugliest, least delicious.
Really?
But it gives a good solution early. Like for example, if you talked aboutopportunities, you know, there's a big opportunity at the top. We talked about Shochikubai. Shore's the highest hanging fruit. Bai is the lowest. It's the least attractive, but because it's easiest to get, you do that first. And I guess from in terms of like marketing or business, take the low hanging fruit, jiseki o sukuru, and then it's easier then to move up the chain to the higher hanging fruit, would be my assumption.
うん、
うーん、
だからお笑いとかで大して知られてないコメディーショーとかに出て3人ぐらいしか参加してない中で優勝してそれを実績とした上でなんか大きいとこに出ると、まあ、優勝こんなにいっぱいした人がついにここにも来たみたいな感じにできるみたいな感じ。
Well actually and then they take that as an interest and as an extension of that idea going back to our podcast telling me this is low hanging fruit in terms of like doing a podcast means it's low barrier to entry. We can do it ourselves. If we sat down and said, okay, Gaishike Urawaza Eigo, we're going for a Geki Joban. We're going to do a film. That's too high. That's 2021.
2021, wow. But in first, 2 years, okay.
But first, you know, we take something quite low-hanging, which is just setting up a couple of mics, talking to each other, and then we can move it forward.
あと、なんだろう、when the market is really competitive, like instead of just saying, this market is quite competitive, or there are so many competitors, you can just say, all the low-hanging fruit in this market has been picked. So we have to find a unique opportunity,
or
like, we've got to do something special to stand out, or something like that. We can say something like this.
Oh, low-hanging fruit って別にその手近になんか達成できるものであるけど、そのあんまり旨味がないものまで意味するのは私は知らなかったですね。それなりになんか、なんて言うんだろう。なんか手にすれば得のあるものということなのかと思ってました。
Maybe there is some variation in terms of a connotation that
I don't think it particularly is negative, but it just means taking it easy.
Easy.
That's another great phrase. And the low, so low hanging fruit has all been picked means that the easy market opportunities are gone.
Like YouTube right now.
Yeah.
It's too late to become a YouTuber. Exactly. Everyone says yes.
Or if you are going to become a YouTuber, you can't do a standard channel. You have to think of, okay, all the low hanging fruit has been picked. I need my own niche. And do something a little bit.
そうそうそう。
ニッシュって言うんだ、ニッチって。
ニッシュ、ニッシュ。でも、どうなんだ、アメリカ英語だったらニッチなのかな、どうなんだろう。僕はずっと、インオーストラリア、we all say ニッシュ。ニッ
シュって何ですか、ドイツ語ですか？
No, that's ニッチェ。
いや、違う。ニッチェだけど。面白いけど、ニッシュってもともと、でもヨーロッパの言葉っぽい？関係ない。
It must be French, it must be French.
But niche, niche.What did you say, Ruben? Niche.
Yeah.
Maybe Americans would say niche.
Just to explain to all our users, English, Australian, and Kiwis, we are one big happy family of proper English. And then in America, they speak something else.
I completely agree.
Any other phrase? One more final phrase?
Maybe correct me if I'm wrong. This is what I often say.
Love it.
これはいい裏技ですね。
Correct me if I'm wrong. So when I say correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that I'm correct. But I just say that to make it more like sound moderate.
Yeah, you're mild. You're trying to sound, you're trying not to sound arrogant. Like you know you're right.
Yeah.
But you say, correct me if I'm wrong, but and then you can say anything. Oh, that's a great phrase.
自信があっても使えるし、まあ、なくても使えますよね。Correct me if I'm wrong.
And it's also got that
idea.
It feels to me when you use correct me if I'm wrong and then you say something, that's essentially you're just saying directly. It's a one road street. But if you say correct me if I'm wrong, you're kind of pretending it's a dialogue. You're including the other person, but in reality, you're not.
あと文章の最後に言うこともできる。
へえ、そうなんですね。
だからなんか言った後に、But correct me if I'm wrong. みたいな感じで文の最後に言うこともできる。
日本語でね、最後に知らんけどっていうみたいな感じ。
Okay, yeah.
まあ、ちょっと間違ってると思ったら、なんか違う意見あったら教えてとか、まあそんな感じかな。
わあ、すごい。マイルドになりますね。
So, you've taught us so many great urawaza.
さすがでございます。
Now I'm talking to you. You're 29, Atsu.
29, yes.
You've
29.
Worked 5 years in Australia. Mm-hmm. You have got your own books. You're a manager in Deloitte. You are the most successful person I've ever... I know, I hate him. I'm 38.
I'm 36. So.
Tell me something. Whether it be you or one of your colleagues, any failures in when you're working abroad?
そうだそうだ。かっこいいだけで帰るんじゃないぞ。
Yeah. cross-cultural communication Australia? Any funny stories living out there?
So, yeah, I think it's a difficult question because, you know, Australia itself is already a multicultural country. So yeah. All the colleagues have like different races and, you know, Australian population is comprised of like Asian and also Caucasian, like white people. And yeah. also, yeah, there are some people from Mediterranean parts of the world. And yeah, so it's already a multicultural country. Mm. So I've never thought about like any... like special way to deal with working with you know people having different backgrounds or races, but I see a clear difference in terms of the way people behave even among Australian people like depending upon the race. So for instance, you know, Asian people tend to get along with Asian Australian people, not really white. It's not like they don't like white Australian people, but there is a tendency that like Asian people tend to get together with other
like Asian people.
And I was like, why? Like you guys grew up in exactly the same country, exactly the same environment, and you guys must have taken exactly the same, you know, compulsory education. I wasn't really sure why, you know, the same Australian people are categorized by race, like naturally. And when I asked that question to one of my Asian friends, he was like, well, even though they grew up in the same country, right, their parents are still, right, Asian. So for instance, he was like Chinese, I mean, originally. Yeah. So he was born and raised in Australia, but his parents were from China. So what happens is, you know, at his home, right, what he eats and also what his parents teach are like quite Asian. Mm. And the same thing happens to other Asian families. And that's how like different types of values are created within the same country. So yeah, that was a quite interesting observation I didn't have because I was always really, you know, it was pretty difficult for me to understand why, right? Because, you know, we both Japanese, they're ここ日本人しかいなくて、なんかそのレースで分かれるって感覚なくて、同じ国だっていう風にね、その同じ国だったらみんなね、そのミックスするのかなって思ったら、そのオーストラリアではやっぱりアジア系はね、アジア人で、ね、ヨーロッパ系はヨーロッパで集まるみたいな傾向が、テンデンツがあるから、で、そのバックグラウンドね、やっぱ親のそういうのがあるっていうのを聞いて。
その人たちの子供世代になっていくとまた変わっていくんです
かね。変わる可能性ありますよね。変わる可能性もあるし、でも同時にやっぱり親がこうしてくれたから自分の子にもこうしたいとか、そういうのもあるから。
代々伝わるものっていうのはやっぱり国ごとというか人種ごとにあるのかもしれないですね。
Interesting. That is interesting.
ね、同じ国で育てば一緒なんじゃないかっていうわけじゃないわけですね。
But ultimately speaking, right, the purpose that we all have to achieve at work is exactly the same, like regardless of like where you're from and what your race is, right? So I didn't have any like difficulty working with like all different kinds of people trying to achieve the same goal because we were, you know, looking in the same direction. So I didn't have any difficulty.
みんなディフィカルティばっかりなんですけどね。すごいですよね。
I think what's important is to have a mindset to like accept like different personalities and different cultures, which, you know, Japanese people, I think, tend to lack because, you know, we don't grow up in that kind of environment. So
but equally, I think, you know, from my experience of working in foreign companies as well, often the company abroad is trying to push down a certain type of culture. Maybe it's a corporate culture onto other offices and not maybe understanding that things have to be adapted. But it does sound like in Deloitte Australia, if everyone's working towards that mindset together, it sounds like you had very strong management, which sounds very good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Just some food for thought there.
Food for thought. food for thought. That's, yeah, food for thought.
なるほどね。
それもディスティンクション入ってます。
Yeah. Really?
Food for thought.
And I think we're going to do an episode on that phrase very soon.
Ah, 本当? Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Okay, Atsu, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
本当に来てくれましたね。ありがとうございました。
どういたしまして。
すごいすごい。
また呼んでください。
え、また来てくれるんですか?いいんですか?でもお忙しいでしょう。
全然。
本当に?
このためだったらいつでも帰ってきます。
じゃあもう、ね、どうするんですか?いつの間にか。アーツ&BJ のポッドキャストになってたら。
Well, let's talk after. Let's grab.
just a food for thought.
No, here's another word. So we say, let's grab coffee.
ああ、嫌な顔した、今。悪い顔しました、BJ が。それも裏技なのね。
Maybe not 裏技, but it's got another meaning, I think, sometimes. Let's grab coffee. It means, let's have a little chat on the side.
ね、ありますね。怖いですね。
But seriously, thank you so much. We would love to talk more, especially going through your book. And also, we want other Gaishikei veterans to come onto the podcast. Who should we do next? Do you know Carlos Ghosn's number?
Ah, someone...Was living in the same building as him.
I do.
Yeah, ね、アツさん知ってそうですけどね、本当ね。
But thank you very much. Thank you, Atsu.
Thank you, Atsu.
Please keep sending in your sōdan, your gaishike sōdan to our email address, which is urawazaenglish@gmail.com. Follow us on SNS at urawazaeigo.
はい、外資系企業で働くにあたっての疑問など、あとはシェアしたいティップスなどあれば、外資系英語 @gmail.com に送ってください。そして SNS は @裏技英語で Twitter とか Instagram やっておりますので、ぜひチェックしてくださいね。
Make sure that we've got a sponsor, Cambly. Use the code 裏技 and you get 15 minutes free.
はい、Cambly というあの英語、英会話、練習アプリがありますので、漢字2文字で裏技って入れると15分の無料レッスンを今すぐ受けることができます。
僕もやってます。
え？
キャンブリー。
え？As a teacher? No.
生徒として。
Really?
毎日やってます。
ま、え、何分ですか
?30 分。
毎日
?1 万5000円ぐらいだったかな、月。
すごい。This is how you keep up with your English skills. いや、本当にやっぱり努力の人なんですね。
And on that note, check out Atsu Eigo on the YouTube, atsueigo.shop if you want to check out Distinction, which is the book we've been talking about. And finally, please come and see Ruben VM, producer Ruben, and me on stage November 14th in Yokohama.
はい、ルーベンと BJ のスタンドアップを生で見たいという方は11月14日木曜日に横浜に行って。
One final time, thank you Atsu, thank you Terumi, and we'll speak to you soon.
See you! Thank you, Atsu-san!
Thank you!
Hope to see you soon again!
Urawaza Eigo. Business English is so hard. Urawaza Eigo. I need a Urawaza.